You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 103.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So I have I got a question submitted to me by Shane Harrison, which I think Shane is out of North Carolina, and Shane is actually getting out. He just got out his first direct mail campaign, and he is targeting probate properties. And so his question, and I'm pretty much paraphrasing here. So Shane, appreciate the question, man, if you're listening in. But his question was, how often should he send a follow-up campaign to that probate mailer that he's sending out? I think he said he's sending out about 700 or 800 pieces, somewhere in there. And honestly, the quantity doesn't even matter. But so what I'd like to do is, on this particular Q&A episode, I want to really focus on, how often you should be following up whenever you send out a direct mail campaign. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to this, as long as you're following up, right? Because if you're not following up, then that's the wrong answer. Now, we've tested some different things, and my answer really depends on the type of list that you're mailing. And so what I'd like to suggest to you, you know, if you're doing direct mail, and even in this market, although direct mail is a bit more challenging, you know, response rates across the country are down. I'm pretty well connected to a lot of investors in different parts of the country. And yes, response rates in general are down. That's not always the case, right? And it's, homeowners are definitely receiving a lot more direct mail than they have in the past. It's still very effective. We're still, matter of fact, you know, we're right now, as at the time that I'm recording this, it's the middle of May, and we've just crossed over six figures in profits on wholesaling fees in the first couple of weeks of May. And two of the deals, two large deals we close, came from direct mail. Okay, so for anybody out there that says direct mail is dead, I couldn't disagree more, right? At least not in my experience. Maybe it's dead for them. But yes, is direct mail more challenging? Is there more noise, quote unquote, out there? Yes, I will say, which is why what I'm going to talk about now is that much more important, and it's following up. First off, if you're sending out a direct mail campaign and you are not going to follow up, don't waste your money, right? Because the chances of you connecting on a deal on the first campaign, while it's possible and while it's happened for us, it's not likely. Most of our deals, matter of fact, three out of every four deals come from a follow-up that we're sending, whether it's following up on the phone or whether it's a follow-up direct mail campaign. And so what I'd like to suggest to you is, a sweet spot for me has always been about 6 weeks. So in other words, if I'm getting out a direct mail campaign today, 6 weeks later, we're sending the same exact, we're sending a different piece to the same exact list. And we don't even really bother with list management. In other words, you know, scrubbing out the people that that have sold the property or are not interested. It honestly, for us, while we can save a few bucks by removing the 5, 10, 20 names that, you know, are not interested or maybe sold the property, we just haven't set up a system for it. And honestly, it's not worth doing it. To try to save 5-10 bucks on every mailer, or more if you're sending a lot more volume. We just hit them anyway, okay? Only time we really worry about not sending is if they're just adamant about being removed from the list, all right? So having said that, the sweet spot for us has been sending a follow-up piece every 6 weeks. Now, Shane's question, you know, he was thinking of sending it in 3 weeks. And so, you know, when I replied to Shane, I told him, look, if you want to get more aggressive, and if your marketing budget allows for you to send a follow-up in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I can't fault you for that. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't oppose that, right? So if you want to get aggressive and you have a healthy marketing budget, then go ahead and send a follow-up in about 4 weeks. That's perfectly fine. What I don't want you to do is wait 3 months or so to send a follow-up. Now, I'd rather you do that than not follow up at all, right? And so hopefully I've established the fact that I'm a big fan of you following up whenever you're going to send out a direct mail campaign. Otherwise, if you're just going to send one campaign, I personally think it's a waste of money. While you might get lucky, you might connect in a deal, you're better off taking that direct mail list, getting phone numbers, and pounding the crap out of the phones and just cold calling. At least in our experience, you put yourself in a much better position to get deals cold calling that direct mail list than just sending one campaign and maybe getting a 1.5-2% response rate, depending on what part of the country you're in. Maybe you get a little higher, but that's my thoughts. Now, if you're hitting an equity list, right, like an absentee or an owner occupied equity list, I would say send every 6 weeks. Now, if you're hitting a specialty list, right? So what do I mean by a specialty list? Inherited properties, fire damage, code violations, probates, tax delinquents, divorce, those types of lists, then because there's an element of distress, I think it's probably better that you send more frequent. So maybe 3 to 4 weeks is more ideal for the specialty list. But if you're hitting just a general, equity absentee type list, then I like to send every 6 weeks. All right. The second part of this is, so it's the timing, right? In between campaigns, but then how many follow-ups do you do? We don't like to do a campaign unless, in our business anyway, unless we're going to hit them at least 4 times, but ideally you're hitting them 7 or more. Okay. I've never done a campaign in which we've sent, I think the most follow-ups I've done on a direct mail campaign is 10 times. And that was because it was a hot list. In other words, every time we mailed it or at least every other time, we were popping off a deal from the list. So if you get your hands on a hot list and it's very responsive, whether it be through your response rate or more importantly, the quality of the lead, the sellers in distress, people that want to sell, then you want to pound that list as often as possible. I would say up to 10 times, if not even more, right? Until that list just dies on you. But at the minimum, we send out 4 touches, ideally at least 7. Okay. So anyways, hopefully this answers, some of your questions as it relates to direct mail, how often you should be mailing, if you should even follow up at all, which I think we've established that. And the frequency, the timing, all that good stuff. So Shane, man, I appreciate your question. If you guys have, any questions, anything you want me to answer, I think you guys know where to go. If you've been listening to the show for a while, go to flipempire.com/question or just click on the Ask Alex link at the top of the site. And then I touched on it earlier, we're a couple of weeks into May. We just crossed over the 6-figure barrier. And so what I'm probably going to do is I'd like to dedicate a show to what has led to that, right? Because we don't always do 6-figure months. And so right now we've really kind of honed in on what's working in our market. And honestly, I'm going to talk about specific strategies and techniques that we're doing in our business. But a big part of that is mindset. A big part of that is expecting bigger deals, expecting bigger paydays, bigger months, and then getting buy-in from your team. We just had our weekly huddle this morning, and we spent about a good 10, 15 minutes on goals and making sure that, my team has bought into the revenue goal that we're looking to hit over the course of the next 3 months. And just in general, mindset, right? So when I was talking to my acquisitions manager, when a call comes in, what's his mindset, right? Is his mindset to help the homeowner to identify motivation, to take the lead to the next step, which is hopefully an appointment? Or are you just trying to like collect information and just process information and then you'll get to it later, right? So it's all about having the right mindset in everything, not only in business, but in your personal life. So I want to challenge you because that's an area where, I always surround myself with the right types of people. I'm constantly reading something with personal development. And yet at times I can forget it myself and I can catch myself not thinking the right way. But self-awareness is critical and it's super, super important to not only your success, but really just your well-being, at least in my opinion. So, again, I'll probably dedicate an upcoming show you know, to some of the things that we're doing to have gotten, you know, some six figure months. But again, a big part of that is mindset. I can share with you, I can reveal my entire playbook, but if you don't think you can do it, and if you don't expect to do it, you're not going to do it. All right. So anyway, I'll catch you on the next show. Make sure to tune in for this Monday's masterclass. Kick ass. Have a great week.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to Six Figures in 6 months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.